The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Speaking of doom, the price of a pint of Guinness closing in on €10 in some places, not everywhere, far from everywhere, but in some places, certainly in Temple Bar. Anyway, one wonders whether there is a limit to what tourists will pay for the black stuff. Joan Scales is with me, the travel journalist. Joan, are you surprised it's so expensive?
Oh, you know, this whole Temple Bar price of beer has been going on for years, Kieran, and thanks for having me on the show. I mean, it's been a bugbear for many, many years, and it's just getting worse, to be honest. I know we're talking about, we saw a receipt there, and I have to say, my mouth fell open when I saw $9.95 for a pint of Guinness. It really does beggar belief, doesn't it?
Want to be some pint of Guinness?
Well, it's just the same old pint of Guinness that you get anywhere else. I mean, I looked at that receipt that gentleman put up, and there were six drinks on it, and it came to $85.95. And it's like, oh my God. And you know what? I went down to my local pub and I asked them for the same list of drinks, just out of curiosity to make a comparison. So it's a local pub in Portobello, the Lower Deck. And the same list of drinks, exactly the same list of drinks, was $54.40, which means it was $31.55 less.
So
that's about 50% less.
Yeah, so huge reduction in price available.
Huge
and lots of places as well would have far cheaper pints of Guinness on offer. Are tourists put off by those prices, do you suspect?
Well,
do they care?
I don't think they care. Really, I don't. Because do you know what? Tourists come to, they all know about Temple Bar. Of course, Temple Bar has been going on now about 30 years now at this stage. And it was the big thing that would be the big attraction for the city. And it is. All the tourists love to go to Temple Bar. And I've been there myself. I've gone there with family and friends. I've taken visitors there. They love the experience. They think this is the real Ireland. This is the real Dublin, because the music is on the pubs from 12 o'clock in the day till after midnight. And there is great crack. I have to say, there is great fun. The pubs are always very well run. They're very well managed. They're packed. So they think that that's how Dublin really is. And that's what it's all about. And they love that kind of, I suppose, manufactured Paddyism. Whereas I always say, if they only walk 10 minutes south down Georgia Street, down towards Camden Street, they'd have exactly the same experience. They'd have great crack with real Irish people and for considerably less money.
So should we just kind of give up the outrage, as it were, when we see these prices from Temple Bar and accept that that's kind of a little kind of anomaly within the capital?
Well, I think anomaly is probably a way of putting it. But the publicans will tell you that it costs a lot, that their expenses are much higher in Temple Bar. The rents, the rates, the cost of everything is higher. And putting on music all day long, 12 hours a day of music, is expensive. And I could see their point, but at the same stage, 10 for a pint of Guinness really is shocking.
Ger Howe is with us as well, the owner of Howe's in Banagher in County Offaly. Ger, how much is a pint of Guinness in your place?
How you doing, Kieran? Ger Hawk.
Hawk, my apologies.
A fiver. Yeah, a fiver at the moment.
A fiver.
And that's a great pub.
Yeah.
I've been in that pub.
Look,
it's a brilliant pub.
Oh, fair play. Come down again. You're more than welcome. We have music nearly 7 days a week as well, though. But I'll tell you, you see, there's always a national outcry, especially over the price of a pint. It's a kind of a national obsession. But at the end of the day, there's something deeper going on. And that cost reflects the cost of an operation. I mean, Ireland has some of the highest taxes on alcohol in the EU. We're the second highest on beer. That 23% VAT, I think, puts us in the top 5 or 6 in the EU. So if you look at, I don't know, an €8 for a bottle of wine, about 470 of that goes to the government. And that's not taken into account all the admin, the shipping, the warehousing and all that. So, see, everything has gone up. And a lot of them are government-led increases, like, I mean, minimum wage, sick pay, the pre-RSI rates. Our insurance has gone 4 times in the last few years. And ultimately, the consumer is the one who's paying the increases as businesses are on their knees. Now, small businesses are still the backbone of the Irish economy. I mean, they account for almost, I don't know, 99% of all business in Ireland, and they employ 2/3 of our workforce. Now, what happens then is prices go up and consumers stay at home and all these small businesses close and nobody has a job, and but nobody in power gives a damn. I mean, if Trump brings back all these tech companies, we're going to be looking to our own indigenous business. Mm. But there'll be none left. Like, I don't know, do you follow Cassie Stokes on Instagram? She goes around visiting pubs around the country.
Really, yeah, I know Cassie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of the time she goes out and places are closed. And you see, they can't afford to open a lot of them. They can't afford, like, to defend Temple Bar. I know it sounds crazy, this tenner a pint thing, but they're open all the time. Their music from open to close, 7 days a week, they're paying an awful lot for music. And they're providing a service in the middle of the city. You go to Paris, to the Champs-Élysées, how much is a coffee there? It's probably near a tenner. Or I remember having a glass of wine in the square in Venice. Was it the Piazza San Marco? That was 12 quid or something for a little glass of wine.
I'll beat you that, Ger. I was in Hamburg last year and I had a glass of wine in the hotel. It was 16 quid. It was just whatever House Red that they had on offer. But I guess much like Temple Bar, it was a hotel for international tourists in a touristy part of town. So you pay it. Yeah. You don't really think about it. You don't kind of think all of Germany is a ripoff. And I just wonder, you know, so we kind of get our knickers in a twist, or people do, about the price of a pint in Temple Bar, and we think that not a single American tourist is going to come to the country. I'm not sure they think about it like that, do they?
They're still coming. In actual fact, the Americans are still coming because the dollar is very strong and the prices in Ireland compared to any of the East Coast of America, New York, Boston, all the rest. If you see the price of drinks there, you'd fall over with the shock. You'd be paying at least $16 for a glass of wine plus a 20% tip on top of that. You know, so the Americans will keep coming here to Tampa Bar because they think it's cheap at the end of the day, especially if they're coming from the East Coast.
If you don't want to pay, go on, sorry, Ger.
Yes, how come no one is talking about the price of Gaviscon? When I have a few pints, I'm dying of heartburn the next day. I went out to get a bottle of Gaviscon. 150ml of Gaviscon was €9.50. So put that into context. At least when you come in to me and you have a pint, you're going to get a therapy session. So I'm cheaper than your therapist.
Tell me, can you split the G on a bottle of Gaviscon?
Oh, that's a new challenge now. I'm giving out shots of Gaviscon.
Kieran, just to let you know, one thing that I have noticed particularly with visitors coming from the UK, there's a trend lately I've noticed of people are still coming. They're coming to Tampa Bar. They're having their nights out, but they're not staying in hotels. They're going back on the early morning flights.
Yeah, so actually, I've heard about this. So this is the idea that you fly in kind of in the morning, you have your kind of day, you do a few bits, you go out and tear in the night out, and then kind of two or three in the morning, as things begin to wind down, you head out to the airport.
Yeah, and of course, the buses run 24 hours a day now, so you can get to the airport easily. And the bars are open in the airport, of course, so you can have a few more drinks in the airport before you head home to sleep it off.
You want to be careful, Joan. You might fall asleep in the bus. I was shook awake by a bus driver in Brixton once, and I didn't mean to go to Brixton, I can tell you that.
Oh, that was a surprise.
If you don't want to pay 10 quid for a pint, just don't go to Temple Bar, says somebody else. Deirdre says, I remember when the pint went over £1 and people said they'd never drink one again. And the same people said the same when it went over a fiver. I'm sure Guinness don't have too much to worry about. And another listener suggests, given it's our national drink, can we please have a state cap, no more than €6 for a pint of Guinness? 087 1400 106. Joan Scales, travel journalist, Ger Hawk, owner of Hawk's Pub in Banagher, County Offaly. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.